ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। वाह बाबा, वाह ड्रामा एंड वाह माय फॉर्च्यून। Did you all enjoy Bab Dada's meeting last night? So everyone had the experience of meeting Baba personally in the public. The feeling everyone had was, my Baba. Baba belongs to me. The feeling of belonging. The soul was longing to belong, right? So finally we were able to feel we belong. So that closeness, that feeling of love from Baba flowing from Baba to each soul. So each one of you are fully empowered. Yes. So what a wonderful way to begin a new year. Oh, it's a journey. So they always say, well begun is half done. So we are guaranteed that the rest of the year will automatically be wonderful, rewarding, marvelous. No doubt. Because we have begun the new year with God and His blessings. So I felt myself personally, Baba's Murli yesterday, was very entertaining, no? Baba was teaching us in a very entertaining way. Not very serious, but deep. He was giving us very deep dharana, inspirations for the year, but in a very loving, entertaining way. So it was very nice how Baba coaches us, teaches us to become so elevated. So what I would like to do is, for the first half an hour, I will just share with you Baba's inspirations from yesterday's Murli in four parts, so that it can be clear in our mind. And then I wanted to share with you something that would help us to begin the year in a systematic way, focusing according to what Bab Dada has asked us to do. Because whatever inspirations we take from Madhuban, that will continue for the rest of the year. So in fact, you know, Baba gave the title for the year, Year of Determination. Year of Determination. Celebrate this year as a year of determination. And what Baba was saying, the essence mainly was, renounce any weakness, even in dream, and have a determined thought to imbibe virtue with enthusiasm and revise those thoughts at Amrit Vela, and you receive help from Baba. That is the essence of the whole Murli. Renounce any weakness, even in dream, and have determined thought to imbibe virtue with enthusiasm, revise those at Amrit Vela, and you will receive help from Baba. See, somebody's mobile is working. So what I would like to share is, first of all, aim for this month, this year, what Baba gave. This was the aim, what I just shared with you. Essence, the aim for the year. And what was Baba's wish for us for this year? How Baba would like to see us? Two things underlined. Bab Dada's wish is to see each one of us as the sparkling being, a carefree emperor. He would like to see the sparkle on our face of being a carefree emperor. And also second wish, Baba's wish is to see the enthusiasm on our face to imbibe one virtue or the other. To see that enthusiasm on our face. That's what Baba underlined. It's not that you have enthusiasm one day, but it should not lessen due to any reason. There should be always this newness, you know, to bring that one virtue or the other, and that enthusiasm should sparkle on the face. And particularly the things that we have to do at Amrit Vela, very important. Many, many times Baba used the word Amrit Vela, Amrit Vela. So, first thing what we have to do when we wake up at Amrit Vela, we need to ask this question to ourselves, who am I? I am Wah-Wah child of Baba. Remember the Hindi word, don't worry about translation. You won't get that flavor. You know, Wah-Wah is nice. I am Baba's Wah-Wah child. And secondly, see your face. Not the physical face in the mirror, but your face of the mind. Am I really Wah-Wah child? Because Baba is Wah-Wah. Wonderful, wonderful. So am I also the child? So revise the thought, the determined thought that you have created to bring one speciality or the other at Amrit Vela, after Amrit Vela. This is before Amrit Vela. This is after Amrit Vela. Revise. No, how, what it means to revise, not repeat. Because sometimes we take the word revise. You know, run through your mind. Not repeating, but having a kind of revision. A new vision of how you are going to conduct yourself using that speciality during the day. That's what Baba means. Not just repeating. Then it doesn't make much sense. But bring that speciality in front of you and then see how you are going to conduct, you know, when you are in relationship with others, when you are on the service field, when you are facing any situation, how you are using that speciality practically. Because when I have a vision, revision, then it becomes easy to practice. And also the fourth thing, Baba mentioned that he is going to tour at Amrit Vela. to all the centers, and it doesn't take time for Baba to tour around. One thought, isn't it? Baba is unlimited. So he just have to have the thought, and he can see every one of us at the same time, no matter where we are. So remember, Baba comes to see me at that time, and use that time to have that intoxication. You know, somebody was asking me what Baba meant that he will give help. You know, if I wake up with this thought and revise the speciality that I have chosen, how I receive Baba's help. So what it means actually is that because your intellect is clear at Amrit Vela, you are empowered by Baba. So during the day, you are able to use those speciality at the right time, in the right place, in the right way. So it is like natural. When I receive Baba's help, that means I am able to use that speciality in a natural way, and others experience donation of virtue from you. That is the help, that is the form of help we receive. So they will be inspired to see the special virtue you have, and they pick up that virtue to imbibe that within themselves. So from the whole year, we have to give a lot of importance to Amrit Vela. No carelessness, no laziness, no missing Amrit Vela. When Baba is visiting, I am not there, so what will happen? You know, I remember in my Laukik family, they used to say that, you know, why somebody became unfortunate? Because they were sleeping when God came to distribute fortune. So they were not wake up. They woke up little late. By the time was over. So go back to your places this year, even though you may be doing it, but with more importance. Know the importance of Amrit Vela and use the methods that Baba has given. It will create newness. And when you have newness, you have enthusiasm and you will never feel sleepy, bored. Right? So that was the second part. And the third part is do's. What are the do's for this year? And then we come back to don't. Do's and don'ts for the year 2014 from Bhaktada. So what Baba said was, do constant enthusiasm, have constant enthusiasm to have one special sanskara or the other. You know, constant enthusiasm. Enthusiasm should not become less, no matter what. To imbibe one special sanskara, one special virtue or the other, make Baba belong to you. Because when Baba is mine, something that is mine cannot be forgotten. Mera. Because the word mera is connected with attachment. So automatically you will not forget when you make Baba belong to you. So remember Baba with this word of right. My Baba. Mera Baba. And when you feel you are off mood, sometime, of course we should not get into that state of off mood or disturbed or disheartened, whatever it is. In case, if you feel off mood, Baba said, remember the word, va. By remembering, reminding yourself of this word that Baba has given. Va Baba, va mera fortune, my fortune. So automatically my mood will change. And when any situation comes in front of you, Baba says the situation will come and go. It doesn't stay. But what you have to do is, when any situation comes in front of you, let the situation come and go. You stay with Baba. Baba and me. Don't get caught up in the situation. So what you have to do when any situation comes, leave the situation down below. Go to Baba and stay with Baba. And then look down. That same situation looks as if it's nothing. Lying on the water. It will disappear. So this is what Baba said you have to do. And what you don't have to do, don't take back. Many times Baba said, don't take back what you have already given to Baba. What we have given to Baba yesterday? Our weaknesses, our defects, our shortcomings. So once you have given to Baba, it does not belong to you. Because even in bhakti they say, when you give something and you take it back, it is a sin. So make sure you have given to Baba, it is not mine. You realized that was Ravan's property. It was Shudra Sanskara. I am a Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari. This is my new life. This is not mine. So when you have realized that was alien, it was by mistake I took it, so I have given it back to Baba. So never ever touch it, never ever use it. That means not to bring it into action. This is what Baba said. We give, but then we take back in thought sometimes. We start thinking about it. That is what I should not do. And do not hold on to anything. Let go. You know, especially, you know what Baba did yesterday was he was cleaning all of us with all the past and making us crystal clear. So past is past. So don't hold on to anything of the past. Finished. As the old year has gone, old also has gone with the old year. So we have entered the new year. So goodbye to the old already. Welcome to the new. So let it not even touch, even in my dream. So that is what Baba wants to see. Because once it comes in dream, once it comes in thoughts, then it will come in words, it will come in actions, it will happen like that. So do's and don'ts, remember. Remember what you need to do at Amrit Vela. Remember what is Baba's wish for us. And then, important thing is the aim for the year. The aim for the year is with determination from the heart, I give my weakness to Baba and with enthusiasm I imbibe one virtue or the other and revise that at everyday Amrit Vela and receive help from Baba. Many times Baba assured that he will help. Do you know how to take help from Baba? How to use Baba? Not asking, you know, but when I am obedient, because this is very, very natural. You know, like we don't ask Baba for blessings, we don't ask Baba for mercy, but we become worthy to receive it. So when I maintain determination, and when I have renounced my weaknesses from my heart, then I have realized it. It is not good. So because of my honesty, you know, I receive Baba's help in the sense that automatically I feel, because my yoga is accurate with Baba, so I receive that help. So we have to really experience that Baba is ready to help us, but how we are going to receive that Baba's help with our courage. So determination, enthusiasm, obedience, these are the highlights for the year. And enthusiasm is very important. When you have enthusiasm, you can maintain determination. And when you have determination, you have courage. And when you have courage, you receive help from Baba. So that was actually, in essence, actually, Baba was seeing every day yesterday, all of us, as Kushnima. Kushnima means happy and cheerful. So not only because we were in front of Baba, but always. Why? Because there is only Dilaram in our dil, in our heart. Dilaram means the comforter of hearts. So there is nobody else. So one who has Dilaram, Baba in their heart, they always look Kushnima. Kushna seed. That means they have happiness in the form of fortune. You know, there are many types of fortune, but happiness itself is the fortune in their life. Because they have only one Baba in their heart and none other. And because they have only one Baba in their heart, they are also seated on Baba's heart. For such souls, Baba sings the song, we say wa Baba wa, but what Baba will say? Say what song Baba will sing? Wa mera bacha, wa my children wa. So this is the year, as this morning also we heard in the blessing, to say wa wa. 2014 is the year of wa, wa, wa. Not why, why, why. Because question mark means doubt. So beautifully this morning also Baba revised it. Instead of why, say wa. Instead of I, say Baba. Wa Baba. So then automatically the whole year Baba has been talking about keeping happy and distributing the treasure of happiness. It happens naturally. You know, when you are happy, through your practical life you will distribute happiness to others. So when you are going back, totally renewed, seeing your face, the sparkle, transformation, others should feel what sustenance you have received from Baba. So what I would like to share with you is something that could help you to plan your year. You know, how to make the year 2014 a rewarding year. So if you want to make 2014 the most rewarding year in your life, first is you need to have five aspects clear. If you want to make a note of it and sit in solitude, contemplate on that. So the first thing you need in order to make this year a rewarding year is a clear vision of the life you would like to be living by the end of the year? How you would like to see yourself by the end of the year 2014? A clear vision, that's number one. And second, some goals to help you achieve your vision. You know, short-term goals, long-term goals. Some goals to help you to achieve your vision. Number three, an awareness of your strengths and weakness to help you on your way. That is self-respect. You know, when you have awareness of your strength and your weakness, that is called self-respect. So you need to be aware of that, so it will help you in your way. Number four, an ability to focus on your attention and think and speak out in a way that brings benefit to yourself and to others. Think, speak in a way that brings benefit to yourself and to others. An ability to focus on your attention and think or speak out in a way that brings benefit to yourself and to others. And lastly, the courage and determination to put into practice any change you want to make. Not just thinking, but put into practice. This is just the five main areas that we have to be clear. But after that, what you need to plan. Last one. Courage and determination to put into practice any change you want to make in your life. So with these five things in your mind, take time and ask yourself the following questions. This will help you. I have experimented, I am experimenting still, and it helps you a lot to be your own teacher, to be your own master. So keeping these five things in your mind, ask yourself five questions. Means the following questions. Number one, in what way would you like your life to be different by the end of 2014? In what way would you like your life to be different by the end of 2014? How you would like to see yourself? Second, if you were to choose an overall theme for the year, If you were to choose an overall theme to give the year more structure and directions, what would it be? Baba has made it very clear. He has already given the name. We don't even have to think, right? But still you can think, what name will I give for my, to make my effort more structured, focused? So what will be the name would you give? Like year of determination. You know, for example. And third, what drains or blockages, what drains and blocks your energy? What weaknesses or shortcomings that blocks my energy, and how can you change this? So this is all for contemplation and reflection. And number four, name three changes you would make that would help improve your health. Because very important, if you don't have good health, you cannot focus on the spiritual aim also. So name three changes you would like to make that would help to improve your health. You know, For example, some people eat too late at night, cannot digest Amrit Vela, they fall asleep, cannot have good Amrit Vela. So just for example, a change means I will eat early, you know, and I take light meals at night so that my food is digested before I sleep. Or maybe I go to bed at 10 o'clock, not too late, so that I have enough sleep, so I have good Amrit Vela, something like that. Number 5, what improvements would you like to make in your personal relationships? What improvement would you like to make in your personal relationships? That means with myself, with others, with Baba, what improvement I would like to make? Because I know myself, you know, where I am lacking, what I am lacking. And number 6, name 3 ways in which you could economize what you would do with the money you save. Name 3 ways in which you would economize. You will use your money in an economical way. And then what would you use with the money you save? That's also important, you know. First of all, we practice economy, then we save, and then how you use it. And number 7, how can you become more time rich? Time rich means saving time. Not just saving money, but how can you become more time rich? You have more time. Nowadays, Brahmins complain, no time. Always complain, rushing. And that is why we don't have anything properly done, you know. Always look tired, always busy. So I think those things must change. Because when we look tired like this, people feel pity for us. Oh, look at her. She works so hard. Poor thing. Why they have to say that? I am creating my fortune. I am doing it from my heart. So I should not be getting such comments, isn't it? So think about it. How you can become time rich at home and at work. Save time. Whatever work you do, you used to do in 1 hour, you do it in half an hour, you save half an hour. So you become time rich, saving time. What will you do with the time you save? First of all, you have to save time, time rich. And then what would you do with that time after you have saved? Whether you are using it for Mansa Seva, whether you are using it to give message to somebody, you know what you are doing. Think about it. And number 8, how can you make your work more enjoyable and stress-free? Because whatever we do, we must enjoy it. You know, not feel laborious. Oh, I have to do it. I was asked to do it. That is like stress. So, what can I do to make enjoy what I am doing? You know, that is called effort. That's what Baba says. I don't like to see you laboring. Because you have love for Baba. So, where there is love, there is no labor. So enjoy your work, whether it is Baba service, Laukik work, household work, enjoy it. Then it becomes leisure and pleasure. Otherwise it becomes pressure. So make everything a leisure and pleasure. How you can make it enjoyable? Now, very important aspect is think of the qualities of someone you admire and respect. Think of the qualities of someone whom you admire and respect, and how can you develop those qualities more in you. Like, for example, I always admire and respect Dadi Prakash Mani. For me, you know, when I'm thinking, so what qualities I admire in her is her humility, balance of humility and authority, lightness and responsibility. So when I think about Prakash Mani Dadi, I think about these qualities, and then I remember many incidences where she has demonstrated that virtue. So when such circumstances comes in front of me, I ask myself, if Dadi was able to do this, why I cannot do it? So I get the energy from Dadi, from Baba, to practice that virtue. So that is what is called, you know, stealing virtue from others. Not get impressed, but taking the virtue and making it as my own. What will you do to nurture your inner spirit this year? Empower yourself this year. What special thing you are going to do? Make up your mind before you go from here. I mean, we do, we know, we wake up at Amrit Vela, we listen to the Murli, okay, we do routine job. But what something special you are going to do this year that will, you know, nurture the spirit for the rest of the year? Something special. If you had one work for the world that could be granted, what would it be? What would you do for the world? This is for myself, all these things. Now for the world. If you were given permission to do something to the world, what would it be? How can you help to make it come true? What would you do for the world? And how would you make it practical? Like for example, Mansa Seva. Extra. Every day, half an hour, maybe in the evening or in the morning, for the world. You know, first I do Amrit Vela for myself, and then after that, extra half an hour for the world. Or in the evening. Means this is just an example. So you can think about it according to your situation, according to your circumstances. What you can do to the world? What is the single most change you would make to improve the quality of your life? What is the single most important change you would make to improve the quality of your life this year? What one important change? That is what Baba was referring to. You know, each one of us have one strong sanskara. If I change that strong sanskara, that is called transformation. That's what Dadi was telling us. You know, when somebody looks at us, they should not say, oh, this is so-and-so, Mr. A sanskara, I know that. She was saying, when somebody says, see Dadi Janki, they should not say, oh, this is Janki Dadi Sanskara, you know. This is Sister Meera Sanskara. So they should not identify me with the Sanskara, because I am dead. So where that Sanskara has come from? That means I have not transformed. So most important change in my life is the change of the deep-rooted sanskara. Have you all identified? You know? You know your deep-rooted sanskara? Yeah? Because this deep-rooted sanskara runs in us for many births, not one birth. I wouldn't say 63 births, but many births. We have been carrying over, you know? It is very strong. It is very deep. And I am able to identify that only when I have deep yoga. Because in deep yoga, in deep silence, I can see myself clearly. You know, I can have my own vision clearly. So then I cannot deny. So then I am able to, because if I want to change, first of all I have to identify, then secondly I have to accept. Very difficult, you know. And thirdly, I can let go. After accepting only, you can let go. If there is denial, I will suppress it, but I will not transform. So in the youth retreat, Dadi once met the youth and she was telling them three things. First of all, understand your deep-rooted sanskara. Secondly, recognize, realize, and then transform. You know, because if somebody else will tell me, I may try to justify, no, no, it is not there. But when I see me, real I, realization means seeing me with the real I. So, you know, it's very clear. Because what is my original sanskara? What is my eternal sanskara? And this is acquired. Oh, this is not mine. See, the moment I feel, I recognize this is alien, that is the moment I will throw it away. I don't want to keep it. But we have not realized it's alien yet. Still we have a little bit of attachment. That's why we say, oh, my sanskara. Oh, it's my nature, you know. So that means I am putting water to the sanskara to grow. I don't have disinterest. You see, like for example, before we were eating meat, right? But now when you look at meat, what kind of feeling you have? And you just feel like, you know, hate, dislikingness. Don't even want to look at it, let alone eating. Don't even want to touch it. Don't even want to smell it. Why, how it came, that kind of feeling for meat in your life? Because you realize that it is not my food. I am a deity. This is not my food. So that kind of disinterest we haven't got yet for the sanskara. We just keep it little bit as a pocket money. To use it in emergency. But I have to pull it out with that disinterest. Then only I can change. So the real transformation happens through realization. And realization comes in deep, deep silence. You know, you can think about the caterpillar becoming a butterfly. How does the caterpillar look like? Ugly, earthbound, eating all, you know, grass with 1,000 legs. Huh? How it one day became a butterfly with beautiful colors? What it went through? Metamorphosis, isn't it? So what is metamorphosis? To build a cocoon, That means the caterpillar has the, has that, what they call, stimuli within itself to become a butterfly. It has that stimuli within itself. But it was not developed because it was not in that cocoon. So once it builds cocoon with its own saliva and get lost in that cocoon, it disappears from the world. We don't know what happens to the caterpillar. And one day, something comes out. Because it allows the nature to do the work. It doesn't interfere. It only gets into the cocoon. So what we need to do is to go into that cocoon. Realization. Then allow Baba to do the rest of the work. So I call it as, surrendering, realize, recognize your weakness, your sanskara, and surrender it to Baba and go into the cocoon. Into that deep, deep, experience of being in God's womb. And let God feed you in that period of silence with non-physical food, non-physical relationship, and then you emerge totally a different person, a butterfly, an angel. So that means we all have that sanskara of flying, becoming an angel. We have to allow that to emerge. That will only emerge when I merge this sanskara. Merging is not suppressing. Suppressing is different from merging. Merging is transforming. So that is why Baba is asking us to have fire of yoga. When the yoga becomes like fire, in that fire, the seed of the sanskara will be burnt. That is total transformation. So this time, whenever you are leaving Madhuban, do some tapasya. Tapasya means not like sitting for 8 hours in Baba's room. It's deep concentration and determination. I want to change this sanskara of mine. Talk to Baba. Sit in front of Baba. I remember Dadi Janki was sharing one recipe. So once she came to Madhuban, and whenever she will see Brahma Baba, she will see him as Dharmaraj. So she told Baba, "Baba, Baba, don't show me this face. I don't like to see you." Baba says, "No, I am not doing anything." She said, "Baba, then allow me to stay in Madhuban. I want to get rid of this face from my mind." So Baba allowed her to stay. She stayed in Madhuban for 40 days. And with this determined thought, that is tapasya, that I want to totally transform myself. So every day she did tapasya 3 times. 40 minutes, 3 times. That's all. Not whole day. Special meditation, 40 minutes, 3 times, 40 days. So those of you who want to take back this message and do it tapasya for yourself, you can organize yourself in a way that you can make it. So then, it was totally transformed. But with determined thought. I need to have the urge. I want to. Then Baba's help will come. So that is tapasya. Tapasya is determination and concentration. With one thought, no other thoughts coming in between. not asking Baba anything, not pleading Baba anything, just with that thought. So you will see the power will gather and that power of yoga will transform. So try to experiment, first of all, maybe for the month of January. You know, month of January is very important for us, Avyakt month, Brahma Baba's month. And in this month, like this morning, Dr. Nirmala read the point, every day we get some special self-progress point. And this month is blessed, you know. Whatever we do in this month of January, specially for our self-progress, Baba will give us special help to maintain that for the rest of the year. So together with whatever service you are doing, give a little extra attention for self-progress this year. You know, balance at least. We don't say that we can't do other service, that also has to be done, but not to compromise my self-progress for the sake of service. You know, for example, sometimes we have exhibition, mela, so we wake late, we wake up late, and then next morning we miss Amrit Vela, we miss our Murali class, so that is called compromising. That I should not do. If I have earned income by doing service, that is my income. But my regular income should not be missed out. You know, I tell you one experience. Mama was in Calcutta once. You know, they have this Durga Puja in Navratri time. So during Mama's time, people were waking up at late night in the exhibition. So many did not come to the morning class, even when Mama was there. So they came after the class to meet Mama. So Mama very nicely asked them, what happened? Where were you? They were saying, oh Mama, we had exhibition. We were so busy. We wake up 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock until 1 o'clock. So we couldn't get up in the morning. So we didn't come. So Mama told them beautiful teaching. It is good. You did overtime job. So you got extra money. Extra income over time. But then you missed your normal income. So you did not get anything extra. So it is good if you have done that, but don't miss your regular. So that is very important, balance of self-service and service of others. Then we will always receive blessings. So I just thought that, you know, this is something connected with what Baba has said. So we have to make our own plan for self-progress based on Baba's Murlis and looking at my situation, my circumstance, how I am going to plan. So my experience is whatever you want to do when you go back to your centers and countries, start that before you leave from Madhuban. Then it will continue. It will be blessed when you start from here. So tonight itself, after your dinner, sit with yourself, remember whatever Baba has told us to do, use, if you like, the method that I shared with you just now, and prepare a plan for yourself. It is important. If I don't plan my day, then the mind will plan for me. Then I will not be able to achieve what I want to achieve. So success means whatever I think I want to do for myself today, at night, when I check, I have done it. So I can give myself a pat on the back saying, yes, you are successful. Maybe there were many situations, obstacles, whatever, but I did not stop my determined thought. Determination means no termination, no turning back. Movement forward constantly, that is determination. Constant movement forward. No termination, no turning back. So three words you can keep to keep up the determination. I am, I can, and I will. Right? I am a victorious soul. I was, I am, and I will be. So never bring any weak thoughts. So then you will see success will follow automatically. So determination is the power of the mind. So the mind should be looked after. Then there is power in the thought. So once we ask Mohini Ben, you know, how do I know I have power in my thought? If you have a thought, you don't repeat it. If it is a powerful thought, you just create one thought and hold it, that's all. Don't repeat all the time. That is not powerful thought. And second thing is, if it is powerful thought, it will follow patience. You won't give up. No, just like if you sow a good seed, you have faith. It will grow and bear fruit. But it's just a matter of patience. So if you have powerful thought, you know it will happen. So you maintain patience. You don't dig every now and then to see how much it is growing. So you don't have to repeat the thought in your mind. You don't have to, lose patience. It will happen. So create such powerful thought in the morning and sustain it throughout the day. And then you will see how success will follow at every step. So the watchword for this year is determination, enthusiasm, and courage. Determination, enthusiasm, courage. Then automatically self-progress and service of others will happen. And Amrit Vela underline. So that Amrit Vela, the foundation of the day is strong, then the whole day will be strong. Before we have meditation, I just want to announce something. All the double foreigners, please remain seated because you are going to get a beautiful gift today in the form of a special book that he has sent. So don't miss out and come and ask for it later. So that's why we are giving it after meditation 7:30. So don't go away in between so you will miss out otherwise. That is also another beautiful way to remind ourselves of using our thoughts, our time, our attitude in the right way. Okay? So enjoy the rest of the year. How many of you are leaving tomorrow? Quite a few. So that's why we want to share that gift today, so that you can take back and use it for yourself. Okay? So we'll have half an hour meditation now. So you can have, the aim to just create one thought for yourself and hold on to that. You know, meditation is not processing. It is not the time for contemplation and reflecting what I did during the day. That is not the purpose. It is just being soul conscious and connect. That's why we say aware, awake, and connect. Just remain connected and let Baba's power flow into the soul and let me become totally empowered with Baba's light and might. Okay? Sit alert and sit straight. Because our position, physical, mental, also affects our meditation stage. So, even though we sit relaxed, but sit alert. So that Baba can pull our intellect and we get connected and draw that power from Baba. Om Shanti. I sit here in silence. I allow all other thoughts to fade away at a distance. I stay in the now. I become aware of myself as a shining, sparkling being of light. I am light. I am peace. I am love. I am filled with power. In this awareness of myself as a soul, I am totally inside. I feel light. I feel weightless. I feel myself going beyond this body. Enjoying freedom. Enjoy being myself. My true self. Light. Peace. Love. I move beyond gravity. I'm floating. I enter into the region of white light. I see myself in my double light form. Light. And light all around. I am double light. In this region of white light, I am floating with the wings of light through my body of light, enjoying silence. Enjoying the feeling of being light. As I float beyond this region of white light, I enter into the dimension of golden red light. Just the being of light, sparkling in my home, sweet silent home. I see many points of light in my region of golden red light. I am pulled by one special light. The light of God. I am connected with the source of light and might. Baba, like the sun, is radiating rays of light and might. I, the soul, receiving these rays of light and might, I feel I am totally cleansed. I am with Baba, the Son of Knowledge, the ocean of love, the ocean of light. I am totally lost in the ocean. I become one with Baba. I am merged in the ocean of love. World of golden red light with Baba, the supreme light, enjoying his warmth, feeling his power. Baba is mine. I hold on to this thought and enjoy being in the company of Baba, the highest, the holiest, the most powerful one. Sweet silence.